Mexico's Cristero Rebellion was a peasant uprising which took place in the 1920s and pushed Mexico to the brink of political chaos. Extreme anti-Catholic laws, which had been part of the 1917 Mexican Constitution, were put into force by the new president, Plutarco Elias Calles, who was president from 1924 to 28. The anti-clericalism originated in northern Mexico, where North American-style entrepreneurs, Protestant converts, and ambitious politicians wanted to transform the traditionally Catholic nation into a center of secular economic expansion. The president, wanting to centralize power, placed very rigid regulations on the church, including requiring the registration of priests and the closing of church schools. The church responded with a strike, the cessation of religious services. This caused panic among the faithful. In Jalisco and the surrounding states of central Mexico, this panic sparked a peasant rebellion. The Cristeros, as they were called, generally saw the conflict as a religious war against the anti-clericalism of the Mexican government. Their great cry was, Viva Cristo Rey, long live Christ the King. The government claimed that the rebels were just a superstitious bunch, tools of scheming priests, swallowing propaganda. Few priests, in fact, in Mexico supported the rebellion, but many people felt that they had to fight. They were the Cristeros, indigenous mostly, and mestizo peasants, whose motives for the rebellion were mixed. Some acted to defend their faith, others seized the opportunity to demand extensive land reform. There were many martyrs, among them Catholic priests, who were executed for carrying out their ministry, despite the suppression under the anti-clerical laws. The Mexican army's early victories obscured the depth of popular support for the rebels, and midway through the war in 1927, approximately 20,000 rebels operated in small, uncoordinated guerrilla bands, and even though they lost skirmishes, they continued to grow in numbers. The Cristeros moved to a new level of military action under the leadership of Enrique Gorostieta, who was a professional soldier, officer, who coordinated the rebels into a much more effective military force. By 1929, the fighting was stalemated. The Mexican government saw that complete victory was unlikely because of the massive popular support for the rebels. The rebels, despite having 50,000 recruits by this time, did not have the resources to overthrow the central government, which in fact had the support of the United States for a while. The end of the revolt came from outside forces. A reluctant and shaken Mexican government heeded the pleas of the U.S. Ambassador, Dwight Morrow, and reached an agreement with representatives of the Catholic Church in Mexico and in Rome. The government relaxed its anti-clerical regulations, and on the 21st of June 1929, the church resumed public worship. By September of that year, the Cristeros had disbanded. The entire Cristero War had taken about 90,000 lives, some 57,000 on the government side, and 30,000 Cristeros and also civilians. The brutality of the Mexican state in suppressing freedom of religion was staggering. I continue to be amazed how little coverage this brutal suppression of freedom gets in popular literature or media comment. Maybe there are things here that we in Ireland in the 2020s can learn. Pope John Paul II canonized a group of 25 martyrs of the Mexican Cristero War in the year 2000, 21 years ago on this day.